This is certainly the received wisdom that everybody gets. But when we looked into it, we saw that there was a small body of doctors claiming that there's fever phobia, that really what you should be doing is just leaving a fever alone. A fever is basically the body's fire department. It goes and it uses heat to kill infection. And that's been demonstrated in a number of studies. We also found, to our incredible surprise and astonishment, that there wasn't a threshold over which a child will get a convulsion. I mean, you can have 105 fever, but your body isn't going to just spiral out of control and just keep getting warmer and warmer. There will be a ceiling, but there is no point at which you can say, well, after that, a child will get a convulsion. And also, of course, the percentage of children, ordinary children, who get a convulsion from a fever, from some sort of infectious disease like flu, is extraordinarily slight.
So if you're not actually bringing down the fever, then what do? Just leave it to get on with itself?
That's ideally the thing that you should do, unless, you know, the child has something like meningitis or something other than a benign illness that needs to be treated. But there's huge numbers of things that you can do. First of all, increase fluid intake. That's a really important thing that will help. Vitamin C, at least 1 gram a day or more, can reduce the severity and duration of certain infectious symptoms like colds and flu. Beta carotene, vitamin A are fantastic infection fighters also, and they will help lower a fever by helping to kill the infection earlier. If your child has a very, very high fever, you can discuss with a homeopath giving them belladonna or pulsatilla if it's an ear infection, or aconite if it's a cold that's come on really early. All those things as well that help to boost the immune system can help, like echinacea, artemisia, elderberry. That helps reduce fever and infections. And, you know, there's a load of old folk remedies too. You know, you can sponge with ice water or tepid water even, and just to make someone feel a little bit more comfortable, or give them something like bone set, which is also known as hempweed or Indian sage. There's a number of other herbs, goat's rue, marigold, lemongrass, all helpful, all good folk remedies. But the main thing is to understand that a fever is there for a purpose and to leave it to take its course.
So what sort of things would you say you definitely don't do?
The best thing is to resist the urge to give them paracetamol or ibuprofen. They both come with many, many side effects. There's no evidence to demonstrate they reduce the severity of the illness. And in fact, there's some good evidence demonstrating that they only lengthen the process. So by giving your child something like a paracetamol, you tend to prolong the illness by an average of 3.5 days more. I mean, the other thing that we don't take into account is that these drugs can be very, very dangerous in children. I mean, certainly there are instances where children can get gastrointestinal bleeding from paracetamol, and that, of course, is also the case with ibuprofen. So there doesn't seem to be any good reason to treat with drugs when there are so many other alternatives.
And what was it that inspired you to look into what sort of things you should do for a fever?
Well, I read a very sad and awful book called The Year of Magical Thinking by Joan Didion. And her daughter was brought to hospital just to be sure, because she had a fever of 103. Well, while she was there, she caught a hospital-acquired infection. She then, because she was there for weeks, developed a hospital-acquired thrombosis, was given a drug to treat that, and ended up getting a hospital-acquired bleeding in the brain from the anticoagulant drug, and ultimately died. And it was just an appalling story. And the husband as well died from the stress of dealing with it. And I just thought, my goodness, both of them were terrible, terrible victims of iatrogenic modern medical induced disease. And I just thought there has to be a better way.
That's Lynn McTaggart.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.